From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Senate leaders have worked out an agreement for a vote on final passage of the Democrats' health care bill. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the vote will take place early on Christmas Eve at around 8 a.m. It had been tentatively scheduled for that evening. Senate Democrats are sounding more confident about their efforts to get the bill passed. They cleared the latest hurdle this morning when they won another key test vote, and then they were cheered as they entered a press conference on Capitol Hill. Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus of Montana says Senate passage of the bill is near.
We're not the first to attempt such reforms. We will be the first to succeed.
Another test vote, this one to shut off debate, is scheduled for tomorrow afternoon. If approved, it would then have to be reconciled with an already passed bill before, with an already passed House bill before it can become law. Republicans are still attacking the deal-making that helped give Democrats the 60 votes they've needed to move the bill forward. GOP leader Mitch McConnell says the process was a mess. A freshman member of the House of Representatives is switching parties. Congressman Parker Griffith of Alabama says he is switching from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party. Griffith spoke to reporters at his home in northern Alabama today. He has a largely conservative voting record. For a third day in a row, stocks are higher. President Obama's plan to move Guantanamo Bay detainees to a rural prison in Illinois is being both praised and criticized in a public hearing on the issue today. The administration wants to buy an underutilized state prison in Thompson, Illinois, about 150 miles west of Chicago, to house the detainees. NPR's David Shaper reports.
The Obama administration would move fewer than 100 Guantanamo detainees and as many as 1,600 other federal inmates to the nearly vacant Thompson Correctional Center. Supporters claim it would create 3,000 new jobs.
It's absolutely huge.
Russ Simpson of the Tri-County Economic Development Alliance calls it the opportunity of a lifetime.
It's something Northwest Illinois has never seen in terms of economic development possibilities and possibly may never come again.
But Beverly Pearlson opposes moving suspected terrorists to Illinois.
They hate us. They want to cut our heads off. And to bring them near my children and grandchildren, I resent it.
Pearlson and other critics are protesting at what may be the only public hearing on the plan to move Guantanamo detainees to Thompson, Illinois. David Shaper, NPR News.
Stocks are higher today following news that sales of existing homes last month jumped far more than analysts had expected on Wall Street at the close. The Dow was up 50 points at 10,464. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 15 points at 2,253. And the S&P 500 was up 4 points at 1,118. This is NPR News. Falling prices and a popular tax credit are being hailed for helping push sales of previously owned homes to their largest yearly gain on record. The National Association of Realtors says sales jumped last month by a record 44% compared to November last year. They were up 7.4% from October. In California, 19,000 small businesses have closed their doors during the past year as the economy struggled to regain its footing. Rachel Miro has more from member station KQED.
The credit analysis firm Equifax reports small business bankruptcies shot up 81% in the Golden State for the 12 months that ended September 30th. Compare that to filings nationwide, up 44%. Experts say the actual number of small business failures in California and beyond is probably higher because many owners file for personal bankruptcy. The reasons for the business failures are widely agreed upon: consumers pinching pennies and banks unwilling to lend money. The Obama administration has proposed directing more federal stimulus money to small firms. And last week, the president met with executives from a dozen big banks, including California-based Wells Fargo. He told them they have a responsibility to help the economy back on its feet, especially after the federal government helped them up last year. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
In central Arizona, officials say a dust storm has led to 20 or more collisions on an interstate highway, with several cars catching fire. The Arizona Department of Public Safety says an unknown number of people have suffered severe burns and traumatic injuries. At least four people are reported to be dead. A second series of accidents was reported farther south along the main route between Tucson and Phoenix. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.